This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, a final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, and there is so much to get to this hour. Scott Bessent is threatening to punch people out in the Trump administration. We're going to talk about Xi and Putin censoring things. First, before we get to that, and we're going to get to emails and other things, there is something that happens. It's a human nature thing. And that thing is this: who you really honestly are comes out sometimes when you don't want it to come out. Do you cuss? If you're a parent and you cuss, use curse words. Not that I would ever do such a thing. But if you're a parent and you use curse words, only you don't want your children to talk like that. So you don't do it around them. You try not to. I'm here to warn you right now. There will come a time where it will come out in front of them when you don't want to. I'll tell you right now. I really try to not speak that way, but we never do in front of the kids. We try to never, ever do that in front of the kids. You know, you shouldn't speak like that way anyway. We get home from the grocery store, and the boys are unloading the groceries out the back of the car. I'm helping too. We're all unloading groceries. And we had gotten one of those big, I would say half-gallon glass jars of grape juice. A half-gallon glass jar of grape juice. It had been a long, frustrating day for a variety of reasons. Luke pulls the grocery bag out the back, and I can look at it. It's like it's happening in slow motion. I can see the jar coming out, and I start going, no, 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 and of course it comes right out, and boom, shatters all over the garage floor, half gallon of grape juice, glass everywhere, and I say, son of a, and I say the whole thing. I felt about an inch. You should have seen the look on his face. It was like I had murdered a puppy right in front of him. I'm sorry. Anyway, who you are privately is going to come out. And elected Democrats will sometimes get a little too honest about who they are and how they operate. The communist is a subversive. He's a subversive human being. Communists are excellent spies. Historically, they've been excellent spies. The Soviet Union was an amazing spy country. They're excellent spies because, for a couple of different reasons. One, they're religiously committed. But two, it's not that they're okay with lies and deception. As we've talked about many times before, it's what they do. They demand it of each other. No, lie about everything at all times. We have to lie. Lie. And it makes them excellent spies. We have communists throughout our government. Yes, in the Trump administration. Yes. In the bureaucracy. In the military. Trump is working hard to get as many out as he can, but they're everywhere. And we now know from various documents that have been released and various interviews people will do, that when a Republican gets elected, the open communists in the government, they simply dig in. They burrow in. They lie. They change their titles. They put on a smiling face. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll do what you want, Mr. Trump. But they're either going to try to subtly subvert the administration or keep your head down, your mouth shut until they're gone. Wait him out. I continue to hear that from my sources. Our goal is to wait him out. We'll just wait him out. Wait him out. Wait him out, and then go back to destroying the United States of America from within the government. Now, you're not supposed to advertise that. If you're a Democrat, you're not supposed to advertise that's what you're doing. But here was Governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker.
Do you have any sense even of the scope of the ICE operation that they're planning?
Not from ICE. We're getting, again, it's all secondhand, thirdhand. There are a lot of patriotic Americans who work in the administration or work at the departments or in the military who have let us know things without, you know, having permission to do so. And so I would call some of that rumor, but, you know, well-sourced rumors.
What did he just say? Let me play it for you again. Here's Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois on camera admitting what I just told you about and what they're not supposed to admit.
Do you have any sense even of the scope of the ICE operation that they're planning?
Not from ICE. We're getting, again, it's all secondhand, thirdhand. There are a lot of patriotic Americans who work in the administration or work at the departments or in the military who have let us know things without, you know, having permission to do so. And so I would call some of that rumor, but, you know, well-sourced rumors.
By the way, if you're one of those people letting Governor Pritzker know things without having permission, that's a crime, you should know. That's more than a fireball offense. That's a criminal offense if you're releasing classified information. Just a heads up. But again, this is how they operate. And this is what is ahead of us, having to root these people out, which is a freaking nightmare. A freaking nightmare. Now, before I move on and do a couple other things, I just wanted to put something on your radar that I want you to pay attention to, something I'm going to be paying attention to. Ryan Routh, you know the name. I normally wouldn't name them, but I'm going to name this one. He was the guy who attempted to assassinate Donald Trump on the golf course in Florida. You remember that nutball. Ryan Routh's trial, it's getting rolling. Well, actually, it got rolling this morning, I believe, it got rolling. I want you to pay attention to something. I want you, as best you can, and I'll keep you updated wherever I can. I'll get us some good sources on this. I want you to pay attention to what is censored in this trial and what it's not. And here's why. Here's why. Let's say I had attempted to assassinate Donald Trump. Obviously, that's not something I would do. But let's say I had attempted to assassinate Donald Trump. Me, civilian, try to assassinate the president of the United States of America. Let me ask you. Would anything about me be censored? Anything? By the media, by the courts, anything? No, Chris is shaking his head. No, of course not. There would never be a, no, you can't show that phone record. No, you can't show that. You can't show that employment history. No. Don't divulge to the public his bank account. A normal civilian with no government attachment would not have censorship so the American public couldn't see things at his trial. It would be an open book process. You would know everything about me. And everything about what I'd done, my phone records, my letters, my employment, my entire life would be laid bare before you if I was a civilian with no government contacts whatsoever. I want you, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but let's just say I have my suspicions. Chris, write this one down. I want you to pay attention to see how much is being censored at the Ryan Routh trial. And let me go ahead and give it away, which I'm sure you figured out. If there are a bunch of things that get sealed off from the American public, it's because Ryan Routh has government connections. Remember this. This is a fact. What I'm about to say is a fact. This part is not a guess. This is a fact. Ryan Routh was in Ukraine recruiting foreign mercenaries to come fight in Ukraine. But wait, maybe you're saying, yeah, he's a crazy person. Okay. But he was able to facilitate United States State Department papers for some of these people. Could you facilitate State Department papers for somebody? Chris, would you even know where to begin? You even have a phone number? Ryan Routh was. I am unbelievably suspicious about this person and about his connections. And I think what we don't get to know during the trial will tell us a lot. What, Chris? What? Chris said, why not? Why wouldn't they just kill him? Well, maybe they can't. I don't know. Look, maybe it's all on the up and up. Maybe he's just one crazy guy. But what I just said about recruiting mercenaries is true. That we know. That's interesting for some crazy loser drifter. Made his way to Ukraine doing some recruitment, huh? Has apparently the State Department on speed dial. Then tries to blow Donald Trump's head off. That's very interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, let me talk to you about something a lot more important than that. I want to talk to you about your sheets. In fact, I want to talk to you about getting hot at night. Because here's the dynamic in the Kelly household. Ob is cold all the time. I get hot. What do you do about that? Well, you go searching for the right sheets. And up until Cozy Earth, I didn't find that they existed. Cozy Earth has these bamboo sheets. I still don't understand how it works. They are so silky and soft. It is amazing. And I never wake up sweating anymore. And she doesn't wake up cold. They're just glorious. I am such a Cozy Earth freak now. Ob did this to me. You want up to 40% off? Sheets, pants, ladies, your little creams. They got all kinds of that. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to those here in a few. And don't forget, Clay Martin, Green Beret Clay Martin, joins us 10 minutes from now. We're going to ask him about urban fighting, fighting in the cities. Might even ask him about Venezuela. Is that something that would concern him at all? But before we get to that, we've talked before on the show about big city Democrats who complain about the conditions of their city. And what do you say to them? What you should say to them? Those four magical words. You voted for this. Over and over and over and over again. I can't believe the crime. You voted for this. I can't believe the taxes. This city's so expensive. You voted for this. There are homeless people all the time. You voted for this. You voted for this. Over and over and over again. And I realize that you are hyper-informed, that I am hyper-informed because we care enough to pay attention. And that not everybody cares like we care. I get that. But here's the thing. This is the social media age. Even if you are not on social media, most people have it and spend a lot of time on it. It is there. It is free in virtually every case. Therefore, information, news is so easy to come by. Everyone has a smartphone. Anyone can get a Twitter account. When I think about this Mamdani guy getting elected mayor of New York City, God forbid, and I think about the unending damage he will do. I get less and less sympathy the more I realize how easy it is for every single person in New York City right now to find out who he is, what he cares about, and what he will do. In the wake of that young woman getting butchered on a train in Charlotte, Mamdani sat down and said this.
The jail population of Rikers has increased since Eric Adams has come into office by more than 1,000 additional incarcerated New Yorkers. And what is quite staggering to me is that we know that we can reduce that jail population to less than 4,000. I mean, Vital City had an article about a number of different proposals that could reduce it to 3,700. And some of this also just has to look at the average stay on Rikers in the 90s was 50 days. Now it's more than 100. There are more than 1,500 people on Rikers who have been held there for more than a year. So I do think many of the reforms that have to be made are also reforms around the court system and ensuring that people are actually having speedy.
There are no excuses. If you vote for that guy and some animal butchers you in New York City, it's your fault. It is. It's time to stop coddling blue area Democrats when they complain about how bad things are where they are. It's your fault. To vote for a Democrat is to vote for destroying whatever you're voting them into. Here's more, Mamdani. Again, it's not like I had to spend hours of research combing through the archives to find it. This information, this is 5 minutes of research. You're going to put this guy, you're going to put this guy in charge of New York City?
I have supported that proposal. It's one I've supported because of the...
By the way, the proposal, he's talking about eliminating the New York City gang database.
I have supported that proposal. It's one I've supported because of the vast dragnet has meant the inclusion of New Yorkers on the basis of whether they go out late, photos they put on social media, so much of the facts of life of being a young New Yorker. And yet it then becomes a mark of suspicion. And it is concern of mine that we do not live up to, of all people, Eric Adams's words in 2021, who said that New Yorkers need not choose between safety and justice. There's...
You voted for this. New York City, I mean, it's not just New York City, everywhere. Everywhere there's a Democrat hate listening to the show. The dirt around you, the crime around you, the disaster around you, the expense around you. It's your fault. You voted for it. What do you think's going to happen when he tries this stuff?
And my vision is not one where they leave. It is one where they stay. It is
How
one
do you get them to stay?
In part by showing them that asking them to pay more in taxes would increase even their quality of life. Because when you ask New Yorkers, what is it that is making them feel uneasy in this city? You often hear from them about the cleanliness of our city, the safety of our city, the affordability of our city. We are not asking to raise these taxes for the sake of it. We're asking so that we can actually make the slowest buses in the country fast and free, so that we can actually create a Department of Community Safety that would deploy dedicated teams of mental health outreach workers to the top 100 stations of the highest levels of mental health crises and homelessness.
If you vote for that guy, I have less and less sympathy. Really, like I said, it goes way beyond him. The whole I didn't know excuse, it's going to fall on deaf ears for me. It has been falling on deaf ears for me for a long time, but now with so much information right there in the palm of our hands, there are no more excuses. Don't vote for that guy. If you vote for Democrats, you deserve all the rot that is coming your way. Let's talk to Clay Martin about urban warfare. That might matter in New York City soon. Before we talk to him, let's talk about the horrors that are still going on in this country because of the abortion pill. Every time we seem to cross a hurdle with our pro-life movement in this country, the demons seem to come up with something new. Now, Over half the abortions in America take place in somebody's bathroom. These young girls taking these abortion pills that can harm them and kill them and have, and aborting their babies right at home. They don't even ever have to physically see a doctor. They have a telehealth meeting and it gets sent in the mail. That is the level of easily accessible evil we're up against. And that is the fight preborn has. Find that young woman before she takes the pill and offer her help. A free ultrasound. Hey, let me introduce you to your baby. If she hears the heartbeat, then we'll save her and her child. Preborn is our chance. An ultrasound is our chance. When you give to preborn, it is tax deductible. Whatever you give them. Save a life and write it off on your taxes. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. It has been a real roller coaster ride out here today. So guess what? It's about to get darker or better. I don't know. Clay's about to make us all smarter. Joining me now, my buddy, longtime listeners of the show are well familiar with Clay Martin, Marine Recon, Scout Sniper, then a Green Beret for 10,000 years. Now he writes books all the time. Clay, what even is your latest book? I lose track.
It's Barbarian Spirit. This is a great new one that's out.
Barbarian Spirit. And there's nobody more qualified to talk about barbarians than Clay Martin himself. Now, Clay, urban warfare, fighting somebody in a house. I was just a very dumb, average grunt Marine for 4 years. You were a Green Beret. What makes it so difficult?
Oh, man. That's a million-dollar question, isn't it? It's so difficult because it is arguably the most lethal environment that you can be in. You have a combination of really long lines of sight, people that are really hard to spot at those kind of ranges, as well as you can very quickly turn this into a 3-foot gunfight where pretty much nobody can miss. And most of that choice is made by the defender. As far as environments go to fight it, it's absolutely awful. The only one that's even probably close, especially if you're Osteo-America with the technology advantage, and airplanes and night vision goggles, that kind of fun stuff, is the jungle. But you can very much make the argument that urban warfare itself even has more hazards than the jungle does. It's pretty much the worst thing that you can do.
Clay, why does the defender, what actually gives him such an advantage? Because I've seen this, I mean, shoot, I live this in training. And it is wild how a few guys can hold off hordes in a friggin' building.
Well, it was especially bad in the environments that we just fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, because all the buildings basically have ballistic walls. This is basically third world construction everywhere except America. Here, where everything's made out of sheetrock and 2x4s, bullets go right through that stuff. Most of the stuff in the rest of the world, and this does mean the entire rest of the world, is either concrete or mud that will stop bullets. So because of that, if you're a defender, you only need a very small aperture to be able to shoot back. And for the guy in the street, the guy trying to make the assault be on offense, you've got to cover all this distance, which may not have any cover at all, to get there. This is actually even different, I would say, for dudes like me that were in a counterterrorism unit where we're going to have to get one guy, and surprise is going to be on our side. I mean, the real heroes of the urban fighting in this war is like the grunts from Fallujah, Ramadi, all those kind of places, where they're not just doing one hit at 3 o'clock in the morning and getting everybody with surprise. They're fighting all day long. Right? Guys 10 blocks away can see them rolling down the street, having to clear every building one at a time and fight their way to them. So yeah, it's absolutely horrific stuff.
Okay. So look, the dumb civilian in me says, well, why not just throw a grenade in there then? Why not? Don't you guys have things that go boom? Why not just roll a grenade in there? I see them do it in the movies. Why don't you just do that, Clay?
Because they'll do it right back. Uh-huh. One, number two, if you're America, you got to worry about who else is in that room. I mean, we don't get to play with Soviet doctrine. Like, especially these dudes in this conflict were notorious for hiding behind women and kids or keeping them in the same house. You can't just go chucking a grenade in every room. even in the times when you can, where it's real, real bad stuff, like Fallujah, the street fights, one, you can only carry so many grenades. Two, that's not even guaranteed to work. Grenades are not magical. Sometimes people, there's a pattern to that shrapnel. It's sometimes it's not lethal, as well as sometimes it just misses. So there's no, foolproof way to do this.
Speaking with Clay Martin, Green Beret. Okay, so I don't want to get into specifics and tactics and things like that, because I know that's not something we can even do. But who are the best in the world at it, Clay? And without getting into specifics, why?
Funny enough, I can't even say their name. That's how this game is played. This is where we do actually run into some like really weird stuff with like counterterrorism things specifically. Certain like tactics and stuff are still classified, and there's certain names of that we don't even from the community. Like say the name of. But in America, we've got two units: one in the Navy, and one in the Army. They're absolutely fantastic at this, and it pains me to admit that those are actually a step above where I was, but it's true. But yeah, they're the guys at this stuff. And then your next tier of counterterrorism units, when I was in an Army SIF, there's us. And yeah, and then kind of especially in this war, everybody's picked up at least some pieces of it just by necessity.
Clay, I was listening at a long road trip yesterday to go try to kill hogs, which I was unsuccessful at. I don't want to get into it, but I was listening to a podcast with an old MACV-SOG guy who'd moved on, and he was doing blue light. It was Mullins. He was doing nice blue light afterwards, which was, before Delta Force. So anyway, doesn't matter who it was. He was talking about how they were trying to develop a plan to take back a ship, and he was explaining how bordering on impossible it was to board a cruise ship at all with any element of surprise. But that was then. Is it better now?
It's a lot better now. And this is actually one of the few divisions we've made as far as who does what. Army doesn't really touch ships, but the Navy, the SEALs, as well as it used to be a Force Recon mission, so I assume it's a MARSOC mission now, both have a shipboarding mission. And there's a whole set of complications that goes into that. Crazy stuff. You're going to come from the water, you're going to come from a helicopter, or both at the same time. And it is it's a very different and specialized job to do, just like some of the other trains, same similar thing. It's a very specialized thing to do. But yeah, it's difficult. It's extremely difficult.
Clay, Venezuela, not that I'm hoping anything kicks off down there, but 4,000 Marines and sailors parked off the coast with more on the way. They're doing flybys of our ships. Fighting in Venezuela, I know all fighting is concerning. Is it something that would worry you?
I think, and this is my personal opinion, with South America not being my area of expertise either, so let's throw that there as a caveat. I think for once, the Venezuelans might actually be down with it, which would make it an easier fight. If they chose the fight, though, man, those are different people to want to mix it up with. It's not that we couldn't be victorious.
Why?
It's that we would pay for it. South Americans are made out of way different stuff than Arabs. Something we always need to keep in the back of our minds. You can look back at the Falklands War when the British went to war against Argentina back in 1980 or 81. The Argentinians actually put up a pretty good fight. And they got some missile launch ships. They did some damage, over a tiny little island in the South Atlantic that absolutely nobody wanted. They came with it. Even the guys that came out of that, the pilots, the SAS guys that wrote books afterwards, SBS guys, all of them had pretty much the same thing to say. These guys could actually bang. They were not pushovers. And so if we can avoid fighting in this hemisphere, I would prefer it. But, we'll see what happens.
It's so funny you say that. With the other troops that I got to know or got to work with in Iraq, honestly, I swear, the toughest guys were the freaking Guatemalans, and they were all about 5 feet tall. Those guys were harder than a coffin nail, fam.
El Salvs, too. There were a bunch of El Salvs over in Iraq with our 7th group, and those dudes were hard as a coffin nail.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the flock was one of the things that somebody said that stuck out in my mind. It was a pilot. He said, we should have known. Any country that can produce world-class F1 drivers can produce world-class fighter pilots. That's what you need to know.
He is Clay Martin. His latest book is Barbarian Spirit. Of course, it's awesome like the rest of them. Thank you, my brother, as always. I appreciate you. Urban warfare sucks. I just thought it'd be cool to do a little segment with Clay because he's really good about that stuff, talking about it. And I was thinking about, anyway, you're asking about cruise ships, Chris. Why cruise ships? Well, at the time when they were trying to develop this technology, at the time, this was when jihadi terror was really kicking off. This is 70s, 80s. And they were blowing up airliners and taking cruise ships. And so you're always developing tactics in response to what the enemy's doing. And essentially, we didn't know. With the baddest dudes on the planet and the finest military on the planet, us, we couldn't figure out how to get on a cruise ship. First, you have to stop it back then. And even then, he's like, you can't scale the walls. They were sending people up the garbage chutes. I mean, it's a mess. It's a big old fat mess. Hillsdale isn't a mess. I tell you what we did yesterday. I told you about the hog hunt earlier. But you know what we listened to yesterday? I said, boys, phones. Took the phones, dropped them in the center console. And for an hour, I was expecting all kinds of complaining. Not a word of complaint. For an hour, we listened to Hillsdale College. We listened to one class on their rise and fall of the Roman Republic course. Unbelievably fascinating. Boys found it interesting. Do this with your family at no cost. Hillsdale lets us do this at no cost. It is the road trip resource, at home resource. Take these courses with your family, over 40 of them, no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Communists censor things. Communists lie all the time and censor things because the truth is horrific. Remember that audio we talked about last week? Reuters published it where Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin were on camera talking about people living to be 150 years. I mean, you could just get some organs from somewhere. Reuters pulled the video after China State TV pulled the legal permission to use it. Communists everywhere lie about everything all the time, and they lie because the truth about who they are and what they want is terrible. That's why the American media refuses to cover a 23-year-old white girl getting butchered on the train in Charlotte by a black dude. They refuse to cover it because the truth is their open jail policies have turned animals loose on innocent people in this country, foreign and domestic animals. We are being murdered. We are being raped. We are being robbed by this subhuman group of people. There aren't even that many of them. And the American media wants those people safe and sound so they can continue to rape and murder. And when we finally do start getting our voices out there about it, they'll run to CNN and complain about you.
Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed. And then today, Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media and now to the president's attention. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration. I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, stoking fear of African Americans because this man attacked a white woman. The open racism on sites like X today, it's eye-popping.
Brian found the thing he's outraged about. It's not a 23-year-old girl having a knife plunged into her throat by a man who then stood up on camera and said, I got that white girl. I got that white girl. No, 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 no. It was because some dork on X said something racist about black people. They lie about everything at all times, and that's why your liberal Aunt Peggy lives in a world of make-believe. Here's another lie. The stock market's high now. It'll stay high. I don't have to worry about anything. When has that ever worked out? Have you done anything to protect your retirement? Anything? Are you going with the fingers crossed strategy? Generally has not been proven effective. You know it is. You know it will last longer than you, me, your kids, their kids, America itself. Gold, silver, precious metals have always been there providing value, and they always will be. Gold Co. can weave it into your retirement to give you some protection. This company has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Do you know how hard that is to achieve? We're talking about white glove service where they make it easy. I don't know how to do that, how to do what they did, but that I didn't have to. I didn't have to know anything. I just had to trust them, and they did it for me. They can do it for you. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. You might qualify for thousands of dollars in bonus silver without catches or anything like that. 855-817-GOLD. All right? All right. Menu Whisper. I just went to my local casino. I ate at their buffet. One of the food items was turkey. I thought of you and how you said no one ever orders turkey in a restaurant. So despite you, I knew I had to get some turkey. But the joke was on me. The turkey turned out to be dry and tasteless. The only good thing about it was the gravy I poured on top of it. I keep telling you, stop lying to yourself every Thanksgiving. Jesse, I have a grievance with you. I haven't heard you play the Frito Bandito or Why Are You Gay sound in a long time. Would you please play one of these things for me tonight? I need some laughter today.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Also, want to give a shout out to one of the sponsors of the Crappiest Country in the World tournament. Big shout out to Curry Airlines.
Curry Airlines. Traveling stinks. Not with Curry.
Amen. Amen. What, Chris? Amen. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent threatens housing regulator Bill Pulte in an explosive Trump administration fight. I'm going to punch you in your beeping face, he said. This is the second time in recent memory that Scott Bessent has physically threatened somebody who's part or at least close to the Trump administration. Remember when we heard that rumor that him and Elon almost got into a physical altercation? Elon had a black eye. We still don't know how it went. Maybe Scott Bessent is a little hands-on. I dig it. What? I dig it. I think it's hilarious.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Microsoft reports cut to the cables in the Red Sea. Oh, good. Another excuse for Microsoft on why their stuff isn't working. Trump administration to toughen too easy naturalization test. Yes. Time to start making it harder and harder and harder in this country. My word. Federal appeals court rules pretend categories for trans is allowed on the passports. Come on. We gotta put a stop to this insanity. There's no such thing as trans. You can't trans anything. You're not trans. You're a crazy person. University of North Alabama shutters the LGBT center. Now, apparently, the only one left is the University of Michigan. Japan's prime minister resigns after uproar over African migration plan. It's hilarious. One Japanese politician suggested, we need some more people from Africa. And he got so savaged, he had to resign. U.S. to target more businesses after Hyundai raid, top official says. I'm told the Hyundai raid was slow. What, Chris? Borders are Tom Homan warns, touch an ICE officer or make a threat, you're going to jail. I mean, I like the sounds of that. That sounds really good. But there was a Democrat member of Congress who was on camera doing that, and she's not in jail. Eventually, these threats are going to have to be followed through on. Just pointing that out. Also pointing out that we're going to be back here tomorrow and do this again, all right? That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.